show. You bring up anything. Just dial toll-free as we launch here into the third hour of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out with the ladies. Christine is listening to WCHV in Charlottesville. Hey, Christine, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I just wanted to comment on the whole alcohol and drugs with the medical care situation.
Sure.
I wanted to say that I kind of disagree. I don't think that somebody that does drugs or drinks alcohol, I don't think that they visit the hospital any more than anybody else with a disease or anything like that. I believe that alcohol is a disease, alcoholism is. And people that do drugs, I mean, I definitely don't think that they do them just to go to the hospital or anything like that. I think they do them for their own personal choice. They do them to get the personal experience that they want to get
that. Well, the guy that said it was a doctor, and I wasn't about to jump down his throat. I've seen a lot of old drunks. I haven't seen a lot of old smokers. So I don't think that one can put alcohol in the same category as cigarettes, as far as, you know, being dangerous to one's health. Certainly there are people out there that kill themselves with alcohol, but probably 90% of Americans have tried alcohol, or 90 something percent of Americans have tried alcohol. So it's, you know, it's nowhere near tobacco as far as, you know, being dangerous for you.
Exactly. I definitely agree. I've definitely, you know, had family members that have died of lung cancer and everything, and have never smoked or been near, you know, smoking their entire life. And I also know personally from my father, who has been an alcoholic for about, you know, 40 some years, he has no disease that, you know, goes along with alcohol. So
that's very fortunate.
So it's just it's upsetting just to, you know, think that people, you know, that, you know, drink will visit the hospital more than others. And
I don't know. I mean,
I'm not going to say that the doctor was wrong on that, because I don't know.
I mean, that's his experience. I thank you for the call. I understand that. I'm not saying, and I don't think he was saying that people shouldn't drink or that they shouldn't smoke or anything like that.
I think he was saying that people should be responsible for the things that they do to their bodies. And I don't think she would disagree with that either.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-259-9231. We continue here with your calls. Craig, listening to WFLA in St. Petersburg. You're on Free Talk Live, Craig.
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Craig, for your patience. What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I want to talk about the flag issue.
Sure.
And the one issue that I have with the flag is that, you know, the flag is almost like your last name.
What does that mean?
You know, the heritage that you have from your heritage.
From my heritage? How does a flag have anything to do with my
heritage? Not from your heritage, from anybody's heritage.
What does that mean? Can you dig a little deeper, explain a little more? Go ahead.
Sure. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, if your last name is, you know, whatever your name is, I'm not talking about you personally, but I'm talking about anybody. You know, our flag is kind of like the combination, the combinatorial of everybody's last name, and that's what represents what America is.
And so?
I'm sorry?
And so what? So are you arguing for banning the burning of the flag?
No, absolutely. I think the American flag should fly in everybody's house.
Or else what?
Well, there is nowhere else.
So that's just a friendly suggestion. You're not saying that there should be a law passed to mandate that everybody fly the flag. You're just saying that you believe that if you're a good American, you should be flying the flag. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
and for any good American out there that's listening right now, should fly their flag.
I do.
Because that is a symbol of what we are, and that is America.
Now, to me, the flag symbolizes the state. To me, the flag is a flag of the United States, which is a government, and I am not part of the government, nor do I want anything to do with the government. So for me, it doesn't symbolize America. For me, it symbolizes tyranny. Does that make me a bad American?
I don't know.
Does that make me a bad American for thinking that?
I think that if everybody thought in the basics, in the symbols of what America is, then I believe that America could actually be reunited.
What is America?
Go ahead. And when was it reunited?
No. I just want the one question first. What is America? Go ahead.
What is America?
Yeah, to you.
Wow, that's a brilliant question, and something I can't answer right off the top of my head.
Okay, you know, that's okay. It's fair answer.
For me, it's tough. I look at the flag as I love it. I mean, you know, I like the whole 1976 thing. I had a 1976 Eldorado. I had a
1976.
Yeah, it's a bicentennial edition of the Eldorado convertible.
Okay.
It had flags on it and stuff like that. And
I
dig all that stuff, but at the same time, I feel that the politician. 1976 is the bicentennial. Okay, well, it meant something to me. And I think that the politicians have a tendency to wrap themselves in the flag. So,
I totally concur with what you're saying about the government, because I don't want the government in my hands. I don't want them in my pockets, nor in my wallets, or anything like that. And that's what the symbol of the flag means to me. It's our freedom.
Right, but isn't that really more, haven't you grown to that understanding of the flag simply because of kind of the nationalist fervor and indoctrination that we're all projected onto us by the government's school system, for instance? I mean, in reality, the flag is a symbol of the various different state governments forming the national government. I mean, that's what the 50 stars are. You've got the 13 original colonies, the red and the white stripes. One of them stands for the colonies. What's the other one stand for?
Yeah, you got the union. You have the Union, the blue parts of the Union, and then you have the red and white stripes, and the red stripe has to be on the bottom. And if you ever turn the flag upside down, and one of your callers earlier was correct, stating that that if the flag was turned upside down, that's a sign of duress, and most of the law enforcement agencies around where I live understand that. And I heard you say you were from
Brandon. I find that hard to believe. Mark is from Bradenton. I'm from Sarasota originally. Now I live up here in New Hampshire. Where was I going to go with that? I don't know. But, hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
There is a Bennington flag that was, you know, Bennington, where they fought a decisive revolutionary battle. The one where General John Stark, the hero of New Hampshire, who's quoted as, "Live free or die, death is not the worst of evils." They have a Bennington flag. Because Vermont was the 14th state, and it actually had a revolutionary war itself against, a small one, against New York. And they have 14 stripes on that flag.
You know what I was going to say? I recall now. It was that the flag to me, the United States flag, symbolizes centralization. Centralization of power, which to me is a very anti-freedom concept.
Anti-American concept, honestly.
Well, I don't know if you could call it anti-American because America
was founded on the concepts of liberty, even though that just basically turned into independence from England. And, you know, we essentially celebrate liberty and independence as though they're the same thing. They aren't. But it was founded on the ideas of liberty, Lockean sort of philosophy, that kind of thing.
Right.
Thomas Paine, and I've got the names all mixed
up. Okay.
The founding fathers, the writers, the Federalist Papers, if you read these things, these are documents about freedom. And so the United States has founded the ideas of freedom. It's kind of strange.
But it didn't play out that way.
No,
the way it played out is tyranny. The way it played out is an intrusive, oppressive, expensive federal government, which is what the flag is truly is a symbol of. It's not a symbol of apple pie and the mountain majesties. It's a flag that symbolizes the states getting together to create one monolithic federal government that controls everybody.
And when you see the flag flying above things, generally, you know, on television, that kind of thing, you'll always see it wrapped up with the military. Now, the founding fathers were against a standing military. But, you know, the idea is you're not a true patriot unless you support the military.
Right.
I'm against the standing military. I don't believe in foreign interventionism. Am I a bad American because of that?
It's all been turned on its head. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The former Soviet states are much better off today without their union. We would be much better off without this one. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It's the Saturday edition of the program, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got a Facebook profile. You can become a fan, as it is called. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to the profile. Click the Become a Fan link. It's that easy. Facebook.freetalklive.com.
If a company needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Top banner on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls, and you can bring up anything. Let's talk to Steve. We're going to try him one more time, listening in Montana to KGEZ. Hello, Steve.
Whoa.
Hello. What's on your mind, Ken?
Okay, hey.
Didn't your name used to be Lee?
That's my evil twin.
good answer. Go ahead.
I had there's a regional talk show there that they have an affiliate up here, and a lot of the Northwesterners listen to it. And they got off on the similar stuff you're talking about. And the guy that runs, you know, is the head of the show. It was an ex-legislator, so he supposedly got gospel on this stuff. And they just kept going off on this really stupid stuff on how good the feds are to us.
Ew.
And I just could not leave that alone, so I had to call in, being a first-time caller. And he didn't keep me waiting 52 minutes either.
Hey, man, we tried to pick up your call earlier. You'd fallen asleep.
It's only a one-hour show. But anyway, the point is that I had to use the tact that just the simple math tells us that we know from the rules that we're already sovereigns. Every state is a sovereign state that is elected to, not bound to, but elected to the feds. What do the feds have for us? They have money. Whose money do they have?
Ours.
Other people's money.
Yeah.
Well, and that, of course, was the first call that came back. Well, when we do them about our roads, when would we do them about our national parks? Well, the national parks are basically owned by the United Nations now, but the point was 25 to 30 years ago, 80% of the money that the state people sent to the federal government in taxes came back. So you're
80%?
Only leaving 20% to run federal activities. Now it's somewhere in the 20% bracket. They're keeping basically 80% of your tax money for them to give to other people. Of course, we're a small state. We're a huge state, but we're a small populace.
Well, and don't forget, Steve, and thank you for the call tonight. Don't forget the fact that not only are you directly sending tax to the federal government, whether it be through your cell phone bill or income taxes or, you know, whatever regulation, whatever fees they're charging you to do business, there are all those obvious ones. And then you can't forget one of the biggest, most insidious taxes, and that is inflation. So it becomes, at that point, impossible to calculate percentages. We can throw out numbers all day long, but you'll never you'll never really know how much money they're truly fleecing you for, because every time they print out money at the Federal Reserve, then that's reducing the value of the dollars in your bank account, in your wallet.
Well, let's also, if you're going to enumerate taxes really quick, you have to realize that every tax that's put on one of those evil corporations, those capitalist corporations that are ruining the world, you have to pay it, because a company doesn't, if you're a customer of that corporation, because a company doesn't stay in business unless it makes a profit. It can't make a profit unless it covers all its overhead. Those taxes are overhead.
You're
a customer of Walmart or, Texaco or Exxon, whatever it is you're a customer of, you pay all of their taxes.
And there's no way to calculate.
Absolutely. And then don't forget regulation compliance. Because
costs, the cost of that.
Yeah, the costs of for these companies to fit into all the amazingly silly rules that the government has for them.
It's really mind-boggling when you start to think about it in its complexity. We continue, though, with your calls about anything. Going to Tallahassee, WFLA-FM, Sam is on the line. Hey, Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Sam, I hear the radio in the background. Hello?
Yes, yes.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Sam?
It's about the flag.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay.
Okay. It's you, Sam. You got to go.
Yes, that's something. I think the flag is really a symbol of the accomplishments that our country's had over the years. And, I just feel that it's disrespectful, for people. And it's offensive for people that don't respect those who have accomplished these feats. And, help the United States become what it's become.
What kind of accomplishments when you say the country has accomplishments? Can you give me some examples?
Well, I think that we've been in wars where we've freed people. We've been in wars where we've saved.
That's an accomplishment?
People. For the people we saved, it was.
Well, you enslaved people. Not you. The country enslaved people in order to free those people.
Repeat that again. I have my radio on. I'm sorry.
People were enslaved in order to
draft
free some people.
As a society, we decided, yes.
We decided that?
Who's we?
The country.
How would the country, which is a landmass, decide anything?
The people of the country elected people to represent us.
You know, I elected people that to represent. I voted in this election you're talking about, and then I talked to my senators and representatives when the bailout came around there at the end of the Bush administration, and I told them, as a matter of fact, they said that the vote that the people calling in were about 50-1 against the bailout. However, those legislators who represent us decided that they would go ahead and do that bailout anyway.
So what did the society decide in that
case,
Mark?
Which one? Now, is society the legislators or is society the citizens?
The society is the citizens.
Now, how could society then decide that it was the right thing to do to go to this war if the legislators actually make these decisions?
Because we've asked them to represent us.
But they didn't.
I don't agree with everything.
And they
don't always satisfy me. But they are duly elected, and they represented the people who elected there.
Why
I don't always agree with.
Why does the flag only support for the? Why does the flag, in your mind, only stand for the successes? Why doesn't it stand for the hundreds of thousands that have died at the hands of the U.S. federal government? Why doesn't it stand for the millions of Americans that have had their freedom stolen from them in the insane war on drugs and in other nonviolent so-called criminal acts where they've been had their freedom taken and stolen from them and shoved into a jail cell? Why doesn't it stand for all of that? Why doesn't it stand for the continued threat against all of us to keep paying up? Putting up taxes, or else the same fate will befall us. Why doesn't it stand for those things?
Because I think the people as a whole have decided that it does represent the best, and those things have happened. You know, our country is not sinless by no means, but as a whole, I think our accomplishments have been much greater than our failures.
If you were in a room with 10 people and 9 of those people decided that they should beat you up and take your wallet from you, would that be a legitimate decision?
It'd be a decision. I wouldn't say it'd be a legitimate decision.
How is it a decision, a legitimate decision?
That's society's decision.
That society can decide to beat me up and take my wallet, or threaten to beat me up if I don't give up my wallet. And it's legitimate, but it's not legitimate if it's just done by 10 random people in a room.
Like I said, I mean, what do you propose?
Freedom and liberty for every American, sir.
That's right. We don't have it.
Everybody can go in any direction. Do we have freedom driving? Can we drive with my car? Can I drive anywhere I want at any speed I want?
You should be responsible for any damage that you cause to other people, their property, and their cars if you do drive somehow recklessly. But yes, you should be free to do what you want in your car, and you should be responsible for how you use your freedom, sir.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50-90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features. We give them all away, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam. All free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people like you were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Lady callers first, we go to Audrey, listening to WSEFM in South Carolina. Hey, Audrey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight?
Just super, Audrey. What's on your mind?
I wanted to comment about the flag situation, and
sure.
I think that the gentleman had every right to fly his flag upside down in his own yard.
Absolutely.
And I think that the upside down flag is a signal for distress, and if the United States and where he lives is not in distress at this time, then I'm not sure when we will be in distress.
I'd like to find that place, the place in the United States that isn't in distress right now.
Yeah. Well said.
So if that's the case, then all the flags should be flying upside down everywhere.
If I had a flag, I would fly it upside down, but I don't have one, nor do I plan on spinning my own one.
I'm of the opinion, and I don't like to goad people. I wouldn't put, I don't think that one should fly one's flag upside down. I'm not going to go out on that, that limb. I am of the opinion that if one wants to fly one's flag upside down, that that's their opinion. Their opinion, and I think that there's a continuum of how mad people can be. For instance, I could fly a Gadsden flag, which is that one with a snake that says "Don't mm-hmm. tread on me." I could fly that, and somebody could be offended. Some liberal could say, "Girl, you're a gun-toting ultra-right winger," which would be wrong. I have neither a gun nor am I an ultra-right winger, but they could choose to decide that about me and be offended.
Yeah.
And for instance, you could fly the South Carolina Carolina flag outside your house, and because it has the sort of Confederate, the Virginia battle flag, a Confederate thing in the middle of it, they can choose.
Oh, good Lord, don't even get me started on that one.
Yeah, that's a mess.
Hey, Audrey,
now,
any other thoughts?
I'm not saying that everybody should go out and fly their flag upside down, but I'm not sure if maybe it's just in certain, like in military areas or something, that they have the authority to fly it upside down, which means that they're in distress. I don't know if there's a limit on that as to who can fly it and who can't, but.
No, I've never heard anything like that. Usually,
it's just the symbol of distress, and it's true for most flags. Although I don't know how some flags get flown upside down because they're the same.
Well, since last night, I think we're still a free country, right? Nothing really happened overnight.
Well, not much has happened overnight, I'll give you that.
That's true, but I don't think there's anything free about living in America. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's maybe a little more free than some other places in the world. That much is probably true.
You know, I was sitting with a Bahamian citizen having lunch yesterday.
What is a Bahamian citizen?
What do you think it is?
Somebody who's got dreadlocks and smokes marijuana? I don't really know what
a citizen of the Bahamas.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And he is neither, he doesn't have dreadlocks because he's, it would look silly on this, little student of a white man.
Isn't a Bohemian somebody who's
not
also
a Bohemian?
Kind of,
okay. A Bahamian.
Gotcha. Okay. God. Sorry.
So this Bahamian said, he's grown up going to United States schools and all those kinds of things, but he said they're freer in the Bahamas. The tax burden is significantly lower. Mm. And do more that the government won't get involved with.
Yeah, just pay your bribes down there and you're good to go, right?
I don't know why the Bahamas hasn't shown up on the Heritage Foundation's lists of economic freedom. I don't know these things, but that's what
it's
got to
be there. Go take a look at it. See if it's there. It is technically separate from the United Kingdom, right? It is, isn't
yes.
it tied into them, though, in some way?
I think it's a protectorate like Canada or Australia.
Let's continue with your calls. Also in Charleston, Mike is on the line listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Mike. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm calling up about the flag controversy.
Yes, sir.
I live in South Carolina, North Charleston. And they're fighting right now with Columbia about taking down our flag. And I notice a lot of people out there are upset with it because they think it's a symbolism of hatred towards slavery and everything else. It's really not. It's not a battle flag. It represents our states, of our 13 southern states. And prior to that, it wasn't even that. I mean, originally it was a white flag with a cross in the corner. And as far as the American flag, how I feel about hanging it upside down, it's a sign of distress. Yes, the military used it, but it's also, yes, a sign of you are in distress. Me, I had it because I was in a sign of distress personally. Me and my family, we were in a sign of distress because the recent problems with this country, I have financial and everything crashed me down. However, I had a black bow on it prior to the election. I won't go into that because I know there's controversy on that, but I put a black bow because, one, the symbol of the country in distress, and two, the black ribbon representing the death of our country as we once knew it with our laws. As far as our freedoms, we have freedom in this country, providing you follow their laws.
Yeah.
And as far as
you have the freedom to obey,
you're free to do what you want as long as you do what we say.
Exactly. And also, as far as the meaning of the flag, the only meaning I have isn't to the government. When I see my flag waving, I think of our national anthem, our purple mountains. Matthews, if they say that, think about it. That's what America is to me. My land. Not my government, but my land.
Thank you for that tonight, Mike. I appreciate hearing from you, and I appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. Yeah, and that's where I think a lot of the disconnect comes in between somebody who may burn a flag versus somebody who would be offended by that. The person who's burning the flag may see the flag as a symbol of tyranny. They may see the flag as a symbol of centralization, a flag of hegemony, a flag of world domination. The other person may see the flag as a symbol of freedom and all the heartwarming things that he was just talking about. And so when the first person burns the flag, the other person sees that and thinks it's an attack on freedom, when in point of fact it was just a protest against the authoritarian state. So there's a lot of miscommunication going on there. I mean, there's the chance that those two individuals might actually agree on a lot if they were to actually sit down and have a conversation, as we've had over these past 3 hours here, talking to various different people about how they feel about the flag and it being mutilated and destroyed in various different ways. ways or just flipped upside down, we've managed to come to some agreements that might not otherwise have happened had we just simply passed one another on the street, one person burning a flag and the other person being offended. There's no real significant communication that goes on when a flag gets burned. And that's one of the worst parts about burning a flag as a symbolic act. Yeah, it's symbolic to you. It means something to you, but the burning of the flag means something different to someone else. And even if you give a speech along with the burning of the flag, the only people that will really be affected by that are the ones that are in the immediate vicinity.
That really happen to listen, and the fact is, when you burn a flag, you're going to drive people off.
Yeah, they're not going
to
listen too close.
I think that that's why I'm of the opinion that burning flags and all kinds of different flag-type displays, because flags are just darn close to religious symbols for most people. It's you've heard people call in. It represents our heritage. It's almost ancestor worship, like mm-hmm. the Japanese Shinto religion. It's very odd, the reverence that people have. And I'm not saying that I don't have it. To some extent, I do.
I'm over it.
But that's fine. That's your opinion. But I also think that one needs to be careful. There's no good reason to offend somebody in that arena, because I don't think it gets you anything.
It's not the best, I don't think, form of activism, but at the same time, I do support those who choose to take that step, and I certainly support their right to do it.
I support their right to do it. I do not support them in doing it.
I think as long as you're doing your best to maintain as positive a PR as possible, as long as you are doing what you can to control the message, I think that's the way to approach it. But to just go and torch a flag and say nothing would be the most asinine way to go about that particular protest.
I think it makes about as much sense as dressing up as a showgirl for gay rights. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
The toll-free number here, and there are only moments remain, but there is just enough time for your call if you make it right now. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CA. AI toll-free line, and if we get a chance, we'll tell you a story about a couple heroic companies up in Canada. What are they doing? Well, actually, it's a question of what they aren't doing. Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We have time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Updates, if you want to be kept in the loop as far as what's going on with Free Talk Live, you can just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and they will come into your email box from that point on. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Top story at freedomsphoenix.com. Llewellyn H. Rockwell, headed towards National Socialism. So you can go over there and check out the article, Headed Towards National Socialism.
Oh, I read that. It was a good one.
Yeah. It's at freedomsphoenix.com. And it's where, you know, I get a lot of my show prep from there. It's a great site, freedomsphoenix.com.
All right. Let's continue and talk to Adam, waiting patiently in Charleston, listening to WSEFM. Hello, Adam.
Hi. I actually called you earlier on the show about flag.
You called once earlier?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, God. I gotta let you go. Only one call per night. It's a show rule, and it's one we don't normally we talk about here. But we gotta make room to make sure that everybody can get in with their phone calls. So I hope you'll understand. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. But one call per night. So if you want to call back Monday night, even though we're not on in Charleston on Monday night,
we are on 20 stations or 15 to 20 stations around the nation.
We are on from 7 to 10 o'clock at night, Monday through Saturday. So those of you out there listening on the radio, if you're only getting a portion of or all of the Saturday show and you're not hearing Free Talk Live during the week on your local talk station, that's a good reason to give the station a call and, first of all, say thank you. Show some appreciation for the fact that they really are trailblazers in this industry, that they decided to take a chance, really, with Free Talk Live and put our show on when clearly this is not your typical talk radio program. Thank the program director for putting Free Talk Live on, and then ask them nicely to take the weekday show.
Because, well, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, right?
That is the idea. And if you don't say anything, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. If you don't say that you want more Free Talk Live, they might not know what you want. So
if we were to apply this to the flag-burning question, then we would say that burning flags is a bad idea.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you attract more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, burning flags, vinegar, and squeaky wheels get grease. That doesn't mean you can't protest. You can't get your message out there. You just don't crap in people's Cheerios.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my chosen form of protest, but at the same time, I understand it, and I'll do what I can to assist anybody who's got the courage to
crap in someone's Cheerios, huh?
It's not that.
It's a stupid act.
You know, it was done within the last year here in Keene, New Hampshire, and it went over pretty well.
That's your assertion.
I was there. You were
standing
not
on the ground.
Yeah,
I heard the fallout in this town.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I heard lots of people talking on radios and things like that, calling these people, you know, these people, these flag burners. You know what? Flag burner, not a good name for a group of people.
There will be people trash-talking any form of activism you do, Mark. If you go into a government office and you hold a video camera, you piss somebody off. I mean, there's just no way that you can make everybody happy with your activism. So 1-800-259-9231. Now, the kind of activism I like is non-cooperation, civil disobedience. That's my real I'm really into that.
What I'm thinking is then using that kind of frame of logic is you should call up the program directors of the radio stations that are airing us on Saturday night, tell them that they're fools, they're jerks for not playing us on the weekdays, right? Doesn't that make just as much sense as burning flags?
No, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
Honey vinegar. Remember that conversation
you
were having?
Yeah.
Honey vinegar, like... I think that you attract more flies
so
with honey.
So, Mark, then in that case, you are. Does that mean you rescind your burning of the UN flag?
I do not.
But wait, what about the people that could be
Americans
offended by that?
Americans don't love the UN.
Well, wait, how do you know that? There could be a good chunk of Americans out there that love the UN.
I'm from here. I got a reasonably good idea. You can attract a lot of people by burning UN flags.
What about burning the New Hampshire state flag?
Why would you do that?
Okay, so New Hampshire state flag bad. US
I don't see
flag
any point in it.
Bad. Well, maybe you don't like the fact that there are a bunch of thugs. I don't know.
I don't think many people would care if you burn the New Hampshire flag. Like it just
why not?
Well, because New Hampshire is essentially the has lost its sovereignty as every other state has to the United States government. It's a hegemony, and
so it's not about burning flags. That's the issue. It's about burning one particular flag that you're saying is bad.
It's about offending people.
Well, I'm telling you, if you burn a UN flag, there are people that are going to get offended.
The quantity of people you offend.
Ah, I see. No, I don't know what the percentages would be on burning the U.S. flag. I'm sure you're probably right that a lot of people would be offended by that. But there are some people that perhaps would have been offended that if a conversation is started, as we've had conversations all throughout the show tonight, might be able to come around to understand.
I don't
exactly
think it's a good conversation starter. I think there are a lot better conversation starters out there.
Let's talk to Michael, listening to WSC FM. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, one call per night, huh?
Yes, sir.
Did you already call tonight?
No, but you guys ought to just take what you can get. I mean, because you guys suck. So you got to be glad when we call
you. Oh, no. Michael, don't hurt my feelings.
Perhaps.
I'm sorry? What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. You must have dropped off the line.
Cell phone's breaking up.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Mark?
I was just suggesting that instead of maybe ad hominem attacks, that perhaps he could, you know, like, tell me why I suck. You know? Like,
yeah. He could have, but he doesn't have anything.
Like, perhaps he disagrees with us on some point and doesn't know exactly why, can't articulate why, and then, you know, like, I can't help you there. I don't know what to do about that.
Well, you know, Michael, if you want to call back, we'll let you call back if you were having cell phone troubles. I don't know. Maybe our board op hung up the phone because he thought you were saying something naughty. Maybe you did say something naughty and I didn't notice it, but... Anyway, toll free. Oh, he hung up, apparently. So, there you go.
I figured.
Yep, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, here's a story that I think is particularly useful. According to CBC News in Canada, two BC pulp and paper companies say their municipal tax bills are too high, and they're refusing to pay, leaving several rural communities wondering how they'll cover their own bills this year. And when they say communities, they mean the government. Castlegar Mayor Lawrence Chernoff said he learned of the tax revolt just hours before the tax deadline when the local pulp mill, Celgar, notified the city that instead of paying its $3.6 million tax bill, the company is planning to fight it in court. Now, I don't know how this is going to go for them. I don't predict success.
Yeah, right. You're going to ask the government whether or not you have to pay government taxes.
Right.
Generally, that's going to go poorly.
Yeah, it's very unlikely that they're even going to waive the around here it's 12% if you don't pay property taxes, a 12% fee they tack on if you're a day too late. So I'm pretty sure that you're not going to be able to get them to even waive the fee after the court trial is done. They're going to come back and say, well, of course you have to pay. These are taxes. I mean, you agreed to this by being here, didn't you?
Right. You were born on this plot of land. You've agreed to these taxes.
But all that said, I think that what they're doing is heroic. I think that as far as a company actually protesting something, this needs to happen more often. Whether it's, and I don't mean when I say this, I don't mean taking it to court. that's kind of a midpoint between what I think should happen and
standing
what is
up to the government.
Yeah, just some
however
level,
you want to do it.
Some level of non-cooperation with these government bureaucrats, because unless we see more of this kind of behavior of companies just saying no to the absurdities of regulation and taxation, if you never say no, it will never stop. They will never stop raising the taxes, and they will never stop increasing the regulatory burden that your business has to handle. Now, of course, the immediate response from anybody that's actually in business is going to say, well, you know, it's easy for you radio jerks to sit there and say that, but I've got an investment on the line. And to that, I completely understand. I understand that it took you a lot of money to get where you are. I mean, these guys with the paper mills have obviously spent a lot of money building their mills and building their business.
If they can tax them millions of dollars a year, yes, they,
yeah, exactly.
They must have a lot of money in capital.
Well, yeah, according to the story, $3.6 million is about half of its yearly costs or
revenue.
So it's significant as far as their business is concerned. And so if you're getting to the point where the government burdens are too much and your business is struggling, you're having a tough time, if you're not going to be able to pay the employees next month, or you're not going to be able to pay the bills next month, if you're getting ready to go out of business, then I think that's the ideal time to start non-cooperating, because at that point you have nothing to lose. Because that's the biggest excuse from people as far as why they don't want to why they want to avoid non-cooperation, why they'd rather just go along to get along. It's because, well, things are going okay. You know, we're making money, the business is running, sure, we're paying this gang over here called the government, but otherwise everything's okay. I think it's going to have to get to the point where the regulations are so burdened that the businesses and the business owners come to the conclusion that, geez, if we don't non-cooperate, we're going to go out of business anyway. At that point, you might as well do it, right?
It makes sense. I mean,
but we never see it. It hardly ever happens.
It's rare.
They're just content to just go out of business. Just close the doors. Why not put up one last great effort and refuse to obey?
Because the government may hunt you down after you're out of business and try to throw you in jail or put a lien against your house or whatever.
They are scary, scary people.
Right.
And they will hurt you and they will hurt your family.
They're gangsters without the pinstripe suits and the fedoras.
We suck. We're out of here.
Yeah,
Michael,
we suck.
According to Michael. And we'll see you next week if you are a Saturday listener. If you're a Monday listener, we'll see you Monday night and online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application, Flycast.